You are listening to Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We praise Allah, we ask Allah to send His peace and blessing upon His final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers and sisters, I will quickly translate briefly the main messages of our two beloved mashayikh, our Sheikh Sheikh Khalid Isa and our Sheikh Abu Hamza Zuhair Isa, hafidhahum Allah. Firstly, Sheikh Khalid, he mentioned how of the lessons that we learn from this lockdown, how this lockdown separated and was a barrier between what many people desired. And many people, they were separated from their desires. But this makes you realize what was really important to you. And especially the people of desires and the people of sin, they suffered so much because they were separated from being able to fulfill a lot of their desires. But as for the believer, then he always has his faith and his guidance in his heart. As Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, "What can my enemies do to me? My paradise is in my chest." When a person has the faith in his chest and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then yani, he doesn't feel deprived. He's never separated from that. And he always feels the enjoyment of his faith and benefits from his guidance. And so really this should teach us a lesson of what is really important and what were we really separated from. And what do we really have and what should we be having in our hearts that no matter what situation we are in, we are still not separated from what is really important. And that is our faith. And that is why a person, it is important for them to turn to their religion and seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turn to studying the religion and studying the Quran and the messages of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sheikh Zuhair, his talk, he focused on three main points. The first point was that this is a trial. This is a test. The reality is that we are created to be tested. This life is about being tested. And many people don't understand or don't accept the idea of being tested in life. And it's very important to know that you are tested not only in difficulty and in misfortunes. Yes, this is a type of test that you must show patience and forbearance and you will be rewarded for your patience. But also you will be tested in good fortune and in blessings, which you must show appreciation and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will be tested whether you recognize Allah's favor and thank Him appropriately or not. So a person is tested with difficulty and to see whether he is going to be patient, and a person is tested with blessing to see whether he will be thankful and grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second point that the Sheikh made was about the importance of time. And we were during the lockdown in like a prison almost. We were imprisoned in a sense. And the intelligent person is the one who is able to benefit from his time. As the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, there are two blessings that many people cheat themselves out of: the blessing of good health and free time. And so it's very important to use your free time in that which is beneficial and not to waste our time in frivolous things. The third and final point of Sheikh Zuhair's lesson was to take a lesson and to learn from your experience to be able to take you from one state to a better state. And it's very important for a person to look at the consequences of their situation and what will become of him. So it's very important for a person to learn from their experiences and take them from one state, which he may be in a good state, but look always to learn from that experience to transfer and transcend to a better state. inshallah, in my humble reminder to myself, and that I would like to share with my brothers and sisters, is a very important hadith that we mentioned in the beginning of the outbreak of COVID. Probably wasn't emphasized enough, where the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was asked by his beloved wife Aisha radiallahu anha about ta'un, which was a form of plague, a contagious disease that was known in those days. She asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about it. What is it? What is its nature? What is the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained this plague? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered her by saying, "Huwa 'adhabun yab'athuhu Allahu 'ala man yasha'." It is a punishment that Allah sends upon whom He wills. "Wa anna Allah ja'alahu rahmatan lil mu'minin," and that Allah has made it as a mercy for the believers. "Laysa min ahadin yaqa' al-ta'un fayamkuthu fi baladihi sabiran muhtasiban ya'lamu annahu la yusibuhu illa ma kataba Allahu lahu." The Prophet ﷺ, he said that Allah has made this plague as a mercy for the believers. And never does a person who is struck or is afflicted by the plague in his land, in his country, in his city, and so he remains in his land or in his house, and he is patient and anticipates the reward in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and knowing that nothing can befall him except what Allah has ordained for him, except that he will have like the equivalent to the reward of a martyr. And the hadith is in Bukhari. And so he's learned a lot of things from this hadith, that this situation can be a punishment for certain people and can be a mercy for the believers, depending on how they react with it. And depending on the causes. So if a person was a sinful person, perhaps that this plague and this epidemic could be a cause of punishment from Allah for them. And if a person was a believer, and especially how he reacts with that situation, whether he has faith in Allah and he does what is commanded by Allah for him to do, which is to remain in his land, to isolate himself, to have that quarantine as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained, as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in many verse, in many traditions, in many hadiths, and he is patient and anticipates the reward in Allah, knowing that whatever Allah has willed will befall him, and whatever Allah wills not to befall him will not befall him, taking the means and putting their reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have the reward of the martyr. And so, this is important for a believer to be optimistic and to hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that this experience that we have lived through is a cause of mercy and reward for us, and be hopeful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As well, it is a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the sinful ones. As in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَمَنْ تَشَرَ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُعْلِنُوا بِهَا إِلَّا عَمَّتْهُمُ الْأَوْجَاعُ وَالطَّوَاعِينَ الَّتِي لَمْ تَكُنْ فِي أَسْلَافِهِمْ. He said, never does immorality, sexual indecency, spread among a people until they publicize it, except that they will be overcome with pains and plagues that was not in their predecessors. And so this is a warning to the people of sin, especially among the Muslims, because the Muslims are most worthy of taking heed of the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those who have indulged in immorality and in sin and have become so complacent that some have even got to the stage where they brag publicly about their sins, wal'iyadu billah. So this is a warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this could be a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As well as is the headline of my talk, which is death is enough of a reminder. Kafa bil mawti wa'idhan. You need to take heed of those who have gotten really sick. You know, I remember in the beginning of the pandemic, a lot of people were very skeptical whether COVID was real. And some were saying, you know, it's not real. And then when people close to us and people that we know were getting really sick, a lot of people started to change their opinions. When people were very skeptical of the advice of the leaders and the experts, whether religious or health experts or even political leaders, a lot of people were very skeptical and even would go to the extent of falsely accusing even their religious leaders. And then when many people in our community started to become really sick, and we started to see many deaths, that a lot of people started to reconsider their former position. So this really teaches us a number of things. First of all, that death is really a wake-up call for all of us. And when we see people who were healthy at one stage, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could ordain for them death very, very quickly. So we should take that as a warning for ourselves, that we could be here one day and then not here the next. So we have to prepare to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always make sure that we are ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As well, we take a lesson from death in our own survival. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you, that you are unaffected, that you, for example, did not contract the disease, or that you did and you were able to overcome it, then this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so appreciate that blessing by doing that which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this opportunity that Allah ta'ala has given you. And this as well is a reminder in this situation. There could be future situations where there's so much confusion and misinformation. It's important for us to take a lesson from this pandemic that we have been going through, in the importance of relying on trusted leadership and trusted information. And that how sometimes misinformation or taking information from unreliable sources is sometimes not the wise thing to do, and could lead great harm. So it is very important that we take by the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for us, in taking the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Inshallah, I didn't want to take too much more time. I'll give inshallah an opportunity for the other esteemed speakers to address topics and reminders of benefit for us all. Jazakumullah khair. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.